AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A judge found former President Donald Trump in contempt of court for failing to respond adequately to a subpoena. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
The New York judge is ordering Trump to pay a fine of $10,000 per day. New York's Democratic Attorney General Letitia James had asked a court to hold Trump in contempt after he missed a March 31st deadline to turn over documents related to a civil investigation into his business dealings. Trump, a Republican, has been fighting James in court over her investigation, which he has called a politically motivated witch hunt. The judge said a contempt finding was appropriate because Trump and his lawyers had not shown they'd conducted a proper search for the records sought by the subpoena. Julie Walker, New York.
Russia is targeting Ukrainian infrastructure, attacking rail lines and fuel installations. The State Department says it has approved the sale of $165 million in legacy Warsaw Pact ammunition and other non-standard ammunition to Ukraine. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, tells the AP he welcomes U.S. support.
As long as Russian soldier puts a foot on Russian, on Ukrainian soil, nothing is enough. And I want to be straight on it. We appreciate everything that has been done, including by the United States.
At Johnny Depp's libel trial against his ex-wife in Virginia, video recordings were played. He referred to the violence that could ensue if arguments with Amber Heard were allowed to escalate. Depp testified Heard's op-ed referring to herself as a victim of domestic violence hurt.
A blinding hurt. It was like somebody hit me in the back of the head with a 2x4.
Three rich businessmen are back on Earth with their astronaut escort after a pricey trip to the International Space Station. SpaceX flew them back, wrapping up a 7-day chartered flight. This is AP News. China's capital, Beijing, is taking steps to stop a new spread of the coronavirus.
Beijing officials have resorted to extreme measures to prevent a spread of the virus after only 70 cases have been found so far. Residents were staying at home and stocking up on food in case they end up confined indoors, like in Shanghai and many other Chinese cities. Supermarkets were swamped with people trying to snap up essential goods ahead of a potential lockdown, while store workers hastily restocked some empty shelves. Shanghai, which has been locked down for more than 2 weeks, has reported thousands of new cases and over 50 deaths in a 24-hour period. I'm Karen Chamas.
Search crews recovered the body of a Texas National Guard member who went missing after jumping in the river on the U.S.-Mexico border to help a migrant who was struggling to swim across. The body of Bishop Evans was found 3 days after he was reported missing near the border city of Eagle Pass, Texas. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.